Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I just heard a big bang right here behind me. I thought we shouldn't have done the live shot here. There are big explosions taking place in Kiev right now. So I can hear rumblings right now. Oh,
there's another one.
I've got a flak jacket right here. Let me just get it on.
That was a year ago today as the war started in Ukraine, Russia bombing Kyiv, and remember, our own government was saying it was going to likely fall in 96 hours. And we offered to get Zelensky and other leaders of the government out of there, and he famously said, I need ammunition, not a ride. And he put out that video that night of him and other leaders in the government in the streets of Kyiv saying, we're not going anywhere, we're staying here, which is, man, not only brave, but a history-making moment, perhaps world-changing moment.
And so the Ukrainians held off the Russians. It's now been a year, but is time on Ukraine's side? Josh Rogan, one of our favorite columnists. If you don't read him and follow him, you should. He writes for the Washington Post, is writing on that very topic lately. Josh, how are you, sir?
Great. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, so I read your column last night. I just thought it was so good. We got to have you on today. You're taking issue with President Biden's mantra of we're with it. Until the end, you know, we're going to stick this out, that whole thing, and time
is... As long as it takes.
As long as it takes, and time is not on Russia's side. You disagree.
So it wasn't so much that I didn't disagree, it's that Ukrainians disagree. And I went to Munich, to this thing called the Munich Security Conference, and that's where a lot of Biden administration officials are celebrating their great accomplishment in winning the Ukraine war, but for one uncomfortable fact, which is that the Ukraine war is not yet won. And the Ukrainians who were there were saying, hey, listen, we really appreciate all of the weapons that you've given us, but the war has changed and we need different stuff now. And there's an offensive coming. And when we hear as long as it takes, to us, that means you're settling in for a long slog. But the problem for the Ukrainians is that if the war takes five more years, they're not going to have a country and their economy is going to be in tatters and people are dying and their military is suffering heavy losses and it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of, you know, backslapping and handshakes in Munich about how great the West did in standing up to Russia, but it's not over yet. And in fact, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And clearly, this is more than just a rhetorical difference of how you're describing something. It means the strategy has to be very different.
Right. The idea is that the Ukrainians want to speed up the war because they think, if they don't win this year, and we can talk about what winning means, then it doesn't matter because they're not going to have a country to save. And the Biden administration is in my view, prioritizing unity with France and Germany over unity with the Ukrainians. And, you know, of course the Europeans are hemming and hawing. That's what they do. You know, but inside the Biden administration, there are a lot of people like, hey, we got to give them the things they need right now, which are long-range missiles and tanks and maybe fighter planes, although that's not really the most important thing. But in the end, we seem to always be a day late and a dollar short. And, you know, that means that we have a stalemate. And in that stalemate, Putin wins because Ukrainians are suffering and he gets to keep going with his war and keep waiting us out is basically his whole plan.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems so clearly true to me that time is not on Ukraine's side, as the president stated the other day. And this idea, as long as it takes, well, it better be soon or we're going to lose.
Right. Not only that, American people are not going to tolerate another forever war, nor should they. So the American people want to know, how does this end? And if I'm telling you what I hear from Biden people, it's like, oh, well, maybe if we cajole them into negotiations by the time Biden has to run for president again in earnest, the fighting will be lower. And we can say that that's kind of an accomplishment. But the Ukrainians say, first of all, that's crazy because the Russians are committing crimes against humanity. They're not negotiating. And second of all, wouldn't you rather run on a win? Wouldn't you rather run on we got it done and Ukraine is no longer being shelled all day, every day, because the war is still ongoing? But, you know, the Biden people are more kind of worried about the political image of winning the war than actually winning the war. And that's the Ukrainian. That's crazy.
Well, and I was struck by the number of Ukrainian officials you talked to who said the war must be won this year. That's the message. Please, Mr. President, say that message.
Right. And because they know that if we say that, then we'll have to do it. And that means giving them the things that they would need to win this year. And if you're the Biden White House, you're thinking, wow, if they start to win too much, maybe Putin is going to go crazy and expand the war to Poland or drop a nuke on them or something. And again, the Ukrainians hear that and they're like, no, we want to win. Aren't we trying to win? You know, and that's the basic fundamental difference between Washington and Kyiv. You know, the people in the White House think that, oh, eventually they're going to negotiate in a way that draws a line in the middle of Ukraine, and the Ukrainians are not going to do that, and the Russians are not going to do that. So that's kind of like a conflict inside of our foreign policy that Biden doesn't really want to resolve because he doesn't want to do the thing that you would need to do, which is to give them the weapons they need to win the war now.
Well, right. Well, you brought it up yourself. What does winning look like? So I can understand why the Ukrainians do not want to give up an inch of their territory because for a lot of reasons. Including the fact that if Russia is still camped in Crimea and wherever, they're just going to launch another offensive in a couple of years. But how do you think this thing ends?
Right. Well, at least, you know, their negotiating position should be the same, right? The Ukrainians want to say, we're going to take every inch of our territory, including Crimea. Is the ceasefire going to happen right when that happens? Maybe not. But they would at least Washington to, like, play along. You know, it's like, right now, it's sort of like they're trying to convince the Russians that they're capable of doing that. And the only reason the Russians don't believe them is because Washington won't give them the weapons they would need to do that. So how does this end is a really important question. And, you know, what the Biden people say is it's up to the Ukrainians. But then they constrain their options by withholding the things that they would need to actually have that flexibility. And that's the difference sort of between what the Biden people say and what they do. What they say is it's up to the Ukrainians to define winning. What they're doing is trying to define it down by themselves.
Josh Rogan of the Washington Post on the line. And Josh, you're one of our favorite guys to talk to about China as well. And obviously they're involved now indirectly in the Ukraine thing. Any thoughts on their burgeoning relationship with Russia?
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy talk in Washington now about, oh, the Chinese are so conflicted and, you know, they don't want to be tied down with Russia and maybe we should just pull them into our orbit. And all of that's nonsense because it presumes that what the Chinese Communist Party is telling us is true. And I was in Munich. I heard them say a lot of crazy things, and they were mostly lies. China is not neutral. China has been providing Russia support this entire time. They're going to continue to do so. And the thing that we have to do is call them out for it, and then if they do it, punish them for it. Because, you know, what the problem with Washington is we don't understand the difference between Chinese propaganda and Chinese policy. Chinese propaganda is, oh, wow, this Ukraine thing really has us tied up in knots, and maybe we'll have a peace deal, and maybe we'll be the mediators. But it's all nonsense, because what their actual policy is to help Russia as much as possible without admitting as such. And we have to be clear-eyed about that.
Appreciate you coming on short notice, by the way. Read that article and just thought it was really, really interesting. I'm wondering, these are serious topics. You run pretty hot. Do you relax at the end of the day? I mean, do you are you always this intense? I mean, do you have a drink? Do you ballroom dance? Do you play video games? Anything that can like lower your blood pressure? Well,
I have a 3-month newborn daughter named Anne. It's our first.
Enough said.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way. That is awesome, but that is not the time to get to relax. I understand that.
Not exactly relaxed, but it is a time to appreciate what's really important in life, and that's family. And we're very lucky, and our newborn daughter is doing well. And I'm trying to be passionate in my work so that we can create a better world for her to grow up in. Because right now the thugs and crooks and dictators are on the march, and Ukraine is the place where we have to fight them. And I know it's tough for the American people, and it costs a lot. We're asking for sacrifice, but if you want a world for your children that resembles the world that we envision in our minds, a world where you can say what you want and live where you want, that's all the Ukrainians want. It's not too much to ask, and they're willing to die for it, and all we have to do is help them, and we ought to.
Yeah, it's one thing about having kids is you have some stake in the game for the future, no doubt about that. And as I was saying just earlier today or yesterday or whenever, talking about the problems of the world and how my 11-year-old was going through, you know, one of your major life stages or something like that. And it was fantastic to focus on that and, you know, for a while and shut out the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, what's fascinating to me is that, you know, I think the kids are all right. I travel a lot to colleges and universities and hear a lot about wokeness. But when it comes to China and Russia and the need to fight dictators, I think the next generation is going to pick up that torch and run with it.
Cool.
If we can just keep the fight going until we hand it off to them.
Well, it certainly motivates us every day. The paycheck doesn't hurt, but that's a big part of it. Josh Rogan of the Washington Post. Josh, congratulations again. Take care of your family and keep up the fabulous work.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
It's just a word. You know, he runs pretty hot and takes things very seriously. But I want to make sure, you know, that's a release point at the end of the day. Of course, when you have a 3-month-old, that is not the time that you really get to get your ballroom dancing done or your drink on or anything like that.
No, you go in and bust your ass at work to relax.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
You know what I was going to ask him about, but your charming personal-oriented ending there was too good to pass up. was it McCausland we were talking to or Mike Lyons about the fact that China, who shares a rather long border with Russia, and they have been frenemies and enemies over the past, you know, 100 years, really. They're never really friends. Whether China isn't enjoying the hell out of watching the Russian military just get bled dry.
Sure.
I mean, they're supporting them, quote unquote supporting them, but maybe they're supporting them so the bleeding continues.
On both sides. They like bleeding Russia and us.
Yeah. Well, yes. Thank you. Duh, Joe. How stupid are you, Joe? Yeah, it's a good point. Because our Pentagon is saying, hey, we're just down there at the old ammunition depot and it's looking a little thin. What are we going to do about this?
Mm.
They're firing a lot of rounds.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.